Next, I will be interviewing Aishwarya Sahai. She is currently the Expanding Community Program Editor here at the NATO Association of Canada. Welcome back, Aishwarya. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to begin by asking you the following question. What are some of the most rewarding experiences that you have had here at the NATO Association of Canada?
I definitely like the opportunity of writing about so many different topics, and especially obviously getting it published and having such a wide audience for the work that I was doing. But I think the best thing I did while I was at the NATO Association was writing a white paper on policy under the mentorship of former Senator Hugh Siegel about Canadian defense and how we can be more involved with NATO. And I think that was a really fantastic opportunity. And then going to Ottawa and presenting what we researched and wrote was just very thrilling. And the networking opportunity, and of course the people that I was working with here at the NATO Association was fantastic.
I have to say, the conference that we attended in Ottawa, the policy paper, the white paper that you worked on,
yeah,
with Jonas Becker, Michael Schell, and Ian Gortz, you guys did an amazing job.
Thanks.
With the presentation. And obviously at the conference there were a lot of influential people, especially,
yeah,
people who are passionate about policy making.
Mm-hmm.
And I can certainly say that the experts, they were impressed with the work that you guys produced, especially as young individuals,
yeah,
to have the ability to work on something that will have a great impact on the future,
yeah,
is certainly very admirable. And I have to say, I have the utmost respect, yeah, for your contributions here at the NATO Association of Canada. And as a program editor of Global Horizons, I'm very grateful and thankful for having the opportunity to have had a chance to have gotten to know you and to see how you work. And as the program editor of Expanding Community, I can say that you certainly have a bright future. And I wouldn't be surprised if you will be a diplomat in a couple of years.
Thank you so much.
You're very modest, and I have to say that I'm really looking forward to the work that you produce in the future. If you're capable of doing the work that you're doing right now at such a young age, you certainly will have a bright future. Aishwarya, as the program editor of Expanding Community, what would you like to see happen next in your program?
So I definitely would like a more in-depth, or at least more articles that discuss more in-depth analysis of nations that want to join NATO, because that is essentially what my section looks at. But we also get a lot of articles talking about varying different degrees of things as well, like environmental change and whatnot. So I think having more in-depth articles in general would be really nice, rather than just, you know, cover stories. But I've really enjoyed all of the articles that I've edited. I've really enjoyed all of the articles I've written. The research was fantastic. It was a great experience. And I learned a lot about things that I didn't know before. So having unique articles like that in the Expanding Community section would be very beneficial for not only the writers to learn a lot about things they don't know about, but also for our readers, obviously.
Aishwarya, with your extensive expertise and your experience, what is the best advice that you can provide to the new students and the new group of interns that will be beginning the internship next month?
So I guess my best advice is to be proactive. So look ahead at what, you know, projects are coming up and how can you help out with those projects, because there's always something going on in the office and there's always someone with some new idea. So, you know, and if you do have an idea, just go ahead with it and start planning as soon as you can. So, you know, if you come in with a general idea of what it is that you want to do, and you know, just get started right away. And then network as much as you can. So when we do get an opportunity to go out and meet people, you know, talk to them, like do a little background research and talk to them about what they do, and have a genuine interest in what is happening around you, but also have a genuine interest in what you are doing and what other people are doing, and just stay conscious and mindful of everything in the office, because, you know, you never know what sort of opportunities can pop up. For me especially, I didn't realize I would ever end up writing anything remotely close to defense because it wasn't something I was very knowledgeable in. And then all of a sudden, Ian and Michael and Jonas, you know, signed up for this project. And last minute, Michael said, okay, who else is in on this project? And then just without, you know, really thinking about what is it that I'm getting myself into, I said yes anyway. And it was a great opportunity, and I'm glad I said yes. So, you know, say yes to those opportunities. And even if you don't know 100% about what it is you are doing, just, you know, go ahead and do it and just try. Because you learn a lot more about things that you didn't know before.
Definitely. And would you be able to discuss the impact and the significance of the policy, the white paper that you worked on?
For sure. I mean, I can talk to you about the section that I wrote.
Yes, please.
So what I ended up writing about was the importance of defense in the north, in Canada. So with global warming, obviously a lot of our ice caps are melting and creating new waterways. And those waterways create passages for anyone to just come in, you know? And there's no proper sovereignty in the north because water has no borders. So it's really hard to navigate and to protect. Additionally, we have so much fresh water. We have all these resources, and it's and basically my idea is that we should probably do a lot about defending those resources and realizing that, you know, we do have this northern border that we can't always see and we kind of always forget, and now that we have all these passages coming of water opening up, you never know what can come through. You know, you could have drug trafficking, human trafficking, any sort of thing, really. I'm not, like, trying to create some doomsday idea, but, you know, it's a good idea to be aware.
It's a reality, right?
Yeah.
It's a good possibility, obviously, like you mentioned, with narcotics and with human smuggling. If you don't consider the possibility, and if you're ignorant as to that even existing, what can you do?
Exactly,
nothing.
Exactly. And I think one thing that I was trying to emphasize, at least at the presentation in Ottawa, was that defense doesn't have to be some sort of, you know, the conservatives are for defense. You know, it's not a partisan thing. It's a national issue.
Next, Aishwarya, would you be able to discuss how this internship has helped shape your views of the world?
So, I mean, I already graduated from the University of Toronto and I studied political science, so I had a fair degree of knowledge about international affairs. But doing this internship, I learned a lot more than I knew before. You know, because we cover a variety of topics. Right now I'm writing about Montenegro. And, I mean, I know a little bit about the Balkans, but to talk about Montenegro and Montenegro's accession to NATO, it's not something I'm very familiar with. So I think one of the things that this internship showed me is how much there is to learn about various international issues and how everything can be so very, very interconnected. Because, I can talk about climate change and that can also affect international relations. So it was eye-opening. It really allowed me to think critically and analyze a lot of everyday situations that, you know, you don't really give it a second thought if you're not going to write about it. But when you know that, you know, that's your work, that's what you do, then you think a lot more deeply about everything around you.
Moving forward, do you have any plans to continue making contributions to all of the listeners who perhaps follow your publications and look forward to seeing the next article that you have worked on that gets published on the NATO Association of Canada's site? Do you plan on perhaps staying on as a contributor or a research fellow to your fan base out there who is interested in knowing if you'll stay on?
Okay, well, yeah, absolutely. I actually have had a great experience writing for the NATO Association. And I really do love to write. And so I think I definitely would still research and contribute more articles. I think I'll probably have a little bit more time to do more in-depth research. So I'm really looking forward to doing something a little bit more meaty in terms of the topics that I will discuss.
I think a lot of people are happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Aishwarya, I have to say that it's been an honor working with you. And I certainly look forward to continuing to work with you as time progresses. Are there any final words you'd like to share with the listeners today?
Well, I'd say if you really have enjoyed reading a lot of the articles that we do publish, apply to be a JRF. Write your own articles because you really do learn a lot. You really do learn a lot more than just what you solely studied. You know, I did most of my studying in comparative politics and conflict, but now I get a chance to also write about things I didn't know I would be interested in. It's eye-opening. So, you know, apply to be a JRF or, you know, even apply to be a program editor, because it was such a great opportunity not only to write articles but to read other people's works, and it gives you inspiration to write more things, and then you sort of get a feel for how everybody else writes and how you can change your writing, and it really really improved my writing. It also improved my analytical skills and critical thinking and all those things that go along with research, and to be able to do it in a timely manner. So yeah, and apply to that. And then, and you know, it's a great opportunity for networking too, because a lot of our directors and a lot of the people that we're affiliated with do things in this field of international relations and have a wealth of knowledge to provide on how you can get into it or what you can do to, you know, what steps you can take. And so it's a really great experience, and I encourage anybody to apply. And then read our articles, because
definitely
you are our bread and butter.
And I oftentimes advise students to go on the NATO Association of Canada site and to look at all of the different programs,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, oftentimes it's good for applicants to become educated about all of the various different programs, because if you do decide that you want to apply to become a program editor, you obviously go through the application process,
mm-hmm.
and then you go through a process of where you select the programs of interest to you.
Yeah.
So obviously being educated about the program that you're pursuing.
Thing about working here is that I can contribute articles to any one of the programs that we have, and I can, you know, and other people can contribute to me. So there's a lot of flexibility in terms of the research that you can pursue, and it's actually an amazing platform to be heard. It's an amazing platform to, you know, kind of go and discover your own niche, and if you don't know what it is yet, then, you know, to be able to write and then get honest feedback from your peers and the editors here, and even our readers is really helpful.
In addition, you have, as you mentioned, an opportunity to collaborate with a lot of people, a lot of other program editors.
Yeah.
Everyone has a different background, which makes the whole process interesting and also very rewarding, because every project that you work on or every project that you perhaps decide to pursue, you learn something new.
Yeah.
And as a program editor, not necessarily always going to be working or focusing just solely on your program. You do have that opportunity to work with other people, work with other program editors, learn more about all of the various programs. So the next question I wanted to ask you is, I interviewed Ian Gortz, and he's a program editor of Canada's NATO for the NATO Association of Canada. And he mentioned a few projects that he had an opportunity to collaborate with you on. Would you be able to talk briefly about that experience as well?
It was amazing. So what we did essentially is we collaborated on a project to talk about the various missions NATO and Canada have had. So what sort of missions did Canada get involved with NATO? And so we did a four-part series on a short history of nearly everything NATO. And really what we were answering is a who, what, when, where, and why. You know, about the various conflicts that we did intervene in. And it was a great opportunity, because I got to learn a lot about the conflicts, because I didn't know about every one of them. But it was also a good opportunity to work with somebody else and to sort of collaborate this cool idea and come up with a cool, nifty title. And so it was a good experience to work with Ian. It was a good experience to write these articles as well, because I learned a lot, and it was a lot of fun to do. And you can get creative, right? Like we were one of our articles, we made an infographic, you know, and you can get as creative as you want to be with this. You can write like list type articles like the ones you see in BuzzFeed, or you can write you can make infographics, or you can do charts, or whatever it is that, you know, speaks to you. But yeah, it's nice to have that chance to be creative and to make a few part series. Like earlier in the internship, Michael, Shell, and I made a two-part series on water scarcity, which is exactly my area of interest. So it was a really good opportunity to collaborate and to have a more in-depth analysis of something. And it's good to have somebody else to bring in that perspective as well.
Shwarya, thank you so much for your time again. It's always a pleasure interviewing you and having an opportunity to sit down and speak with you.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.